You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.
Now, as we think about the sermon, if you want to go to Acts chapter 2, we're in between sermon series, right? So we're starting Hebrews next week. So if you're new, Hebrews is going to be a sermon. We're going to preach the Word of God. All of our schools are starting back, right? Today is like syllabus day. How many of you love syllabus day at school? You go there and you get the syllabus and the teacher reads the syllabus. Wonk, wonk, wonk. Here's what. And it's just the boring day, right? But it is the important day because if you miss the syllabus, you miss everything, right? You don't know where to go and what to do and life gets started and you're like, I didn't know that was going to happen. So this is syllabus day at Hardin Baptist Church. There's not all the illustrations and funny stories. It's just, hey, here's the life of our church. Here's our structure. And here's how we want you to get deeply connected and devoted to Hardin. And so we want to ask just a simple question, are you devoted? We're going to see in Acts chapter 2 that the believers were devoted to the teaching and the fellowship. They were devoted to serving. They were devoted to giving. They were devoted to going. They were devoted to this thing. And if you're a believer in Christ, I got to tell those three we baptized just a minute ago, I got to tell them, hey, when you believed in Christ, you didn't just get Jesus, you also got a family. You got all of us. Like, we're all part of you now, and you're part of us. I got to tell a kid this week in my office, he came to know the Lord, and I said, hey, guess what? Now you don't just get Jesus, you get a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. Everybody at Hardin that's a believer, they're your brother and your sister. And he says, you mean I've got a 90-year-old brother? Yeah, you do. You got a bunch of them, and we are your family. So this is the family of God. That's what the church is. So I want to ask, are you devoted to the family of God? Not just to God, but also to his people. Are you truly devoted? And here's the question I want you to ask. Is church a place you go to or a people you belong to? That's sort of the question I want you to ask yourself. Okay, is this building a place that I go to, check it off, and then I go home? Or is it a people I belong to? Is it a place or a people? How does that describe your relationship with Hardin Baptist Church? And what we talk about at Hardin a lot is, hey, we really would like for you to join us formally. We call that belonging. They're like church membership, marrying the church, saying I do to us. And so belonging, we have five things that go under belonging. We talk about gather, connect, serve, give, go. That's what we want everyone who belongs to Hardin, we want you to invest it in that, in gathering and connecting and serving and giving and going. So I wanna ask just right off the bat, of those things, what would you say I'm least devoted to? Maybe it's serving, maybe it's connecting, maybe it's giving, maybe it's going. I'm not devoted to any of those things. I'm just devoted maybe to the gathering. And so I want you to ask as we walk through the scripture, what could I devote more of my life to? And then we're gonna give you a response at the end of the service. You have cards and pens. You know what's coming, right? We're gonna ask you to check some boxes and turn it in. That's what we're gonna do. So let's have a little fun together. Acts chapter 2, I can see all five of these things were present in this first snapshot of the early church. So if you remember Acts, we went through it in 21 and 22. We go through Acts. What happens is, in Acts chapter 2, Peter preaches the gospel. It says this in verse 41, and those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. So they went from 120 to 3,000. Huge church growth. Now you have this church is being built. The church is happening, the birth of it. What do those new people do? We're going to see they devote to the teaching and also to one another. So if you'd stand out of reverence for the word of God, we're gonna read our passage. And I put some little yellow words. Those are not actually in the text. That's just what I'm cueing to say. This is where we get these things from. So let's read these verses. Verse 42 says this, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God, having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that you would be glorified during this time. God, I pray that you would help us to see if we have you, we also have a family. And God, the question is, are we devoted to this family? Are we belonging to this family? And if we are belonging, are we devoted to the things that you want us to be devoted to? So God, I pray that we would see the value in being part of this church and that we would do our part to support the church and to live out your mission. We pray this in Jesus' good name, amen. You guys may be seated. So as we look at that, all of these things, gather, connect, serve, give, go, and belonging, they're all there. Here's a church that devoted to the teaching, but they also devoted to the fellowship. They devoted to serving, to giving, to going, and they were part of a number. They belong. They belong to a certain people. So I want to walk through just, again, this is syllabus time, right? So we're going to get the syllabus out and walk through our structure at Hardin. And it might be a little boring, but I'm excited about it because I love the structure that our team has built out to help you do these things. So we're going to celebrate a little bit just all what God is doing and how you can get involved in it. So the first thing is really belonging. So when you think about belong, that's church membership. And so just right off the bat, I would ask, have you joined the church yet? Now, if you're new with us, if you've been here like 2 weeks, you're like, whoa, dude, this is like getting serious. Okay, don't join us yet, right? We're in the dating phase. It's gonna take, you need to get to know us. We need to get to know you. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Maybe we're all crazy, okay? But we need to know that getting into it. So we're gonna date a little bit. But then if you're like, hey, I think this is the place I wanna belong, then we're gonna ask you to eventually marry the church, to say I do, to formally say, hey, I'm you and you are me. I want to belong to this thing. That's membership. There's belonging in the New Testament. You knew who was in and who was out. They knew the names of the people that were theirs, and there were Ephesus and Galatia and those different places. So we ask, are you ready for membership? And if you are, you've been coming a little while and you're saying, hey, I'm ready to take that step. How do I do that? We try to make it as easy as possible. Number one, you submit an application. And so you can find this online, Next Steps Membership. It's right there. We'll put it on social this week. You can also find an information booth. There's a printed out application you can take if you like to write better than type. And you're just filling out your testimony, your statement of baptism, and then you're asking the question, what is the gospel? And you're just filling out an application so we can get to know a little bit where you are spiritually. And then once you submit that, it sort of gets the ball rolling, okay? Now, what we're trying to offer brand new is membership classes on Wednesday night. Because we want to have a funnel where if you want to be a member, here's really easy where you go and what you do. So on Wednesday nights, you're going to attend two classes, okay? The first set is September 10th and September 17th. And if you want to phone picture all of these slides, feel free. Like, if you're like, I want to take a picture of that, great, that's awesome. So September 10th and 17th. Or November 12th and 19th. So that class is gonna be myself and then often my wife, Katie, and together we're just gonna walk you through what membership looks like. Answer any questions you have. What is the church? What is this? All those things that you're gonna wanna know in joining this church, we're gonna help navigate that. We'll have two classes during Wednesday nights, and guess what, on Wednesday nights, we have stuff for your kids, youth, everybody. So you might even get a meal out of it. So come, it's gonna be awesome. Then the second class together, if everything checks out, you're a baptized believer and everything is good and you wanna join us and all that works out, then we're gonna covenant together during that second class. Maybe there's 10 of you and we're all gonna recite our church covenant together that we agree to gather, connect, serve, give, and go, that we're gonna hold each other accountable. We're gonna believe the gospel. We have a covenant that we read out loud together. You can find it on our website. And then you are now one of us. That's the formal belonging and membership. If you've been baptized, you are a member. That's how you got in. But if you want to join, this is how we do that. We covenant together. And then we're going to take a picture of you guys, and we're going to show it on a Sunday morning and say, look at the people who joined our church. This is your new body of Christ here at Hardin. So real easy way to join the church. So if that's your step, that's how you need to get devoted, please do so. Now, in joining, you're committing to five things: gather, connect, serve, give, go. So I wanna walk through those five things and just ask, what are you devoted to and what are you maybe not devoted to? And I wanna show you how to get devoted to some of those things. So the first one is gather. Our gathering, we think, is really important. Like this right here is really important, to gather for the preached word of God, to sing together, to hear together, to speak together, then to go together. This is really, really important, the gathering of the saints. Notice what it says in Acts. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and day by day attending temple together. So they're devoted to the apostles' teaching. That would have been really cool. I'm sorry, you don't get Peter. You don't get John, right? I wish you got the apostles. That would be awesome. You get stuck with like us guys, right? It's like me, Dad, Chris, and Chase. Like that's the guys you get. You're stuck with it. There's podcasts after this you can listen to if you want some better preaching. But here's who you get in this preaching event. It's us. But why should you come? Why should you be devoted to the teaching, the pulpit ministry of Hardin Baptist Church? Well, because God does something special in the preaching event that doesn't happen by podcast. It's different. That's why they're committed to come day by day, to join the temple, to hear the preaching. I think God does something unique in that event in our souls. Notice what we see in 2 Timothy. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent and equipped for every good work. So that's what the word of God is. Now, Paul is gonna say, hey, Timothy, here's what you need to do. He says this, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance and his kingdom, do what? Preach the word. Preach it. Why? Because something happens when the saints get together and the word of God is exposited. When a preacher exegetes scripture and tells you what God has said, in that moment, God takes his word through his spirit and does something in his people. The preaching event is something that we should long for and enjoy. This right here, God is doing something in our midst. So we're gonna be devoted to that. To hear the word. We're also going to speak the word. Notice how we speak the word. Hebrews 10:24 says this, and let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, as all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we come together in this place, not just to hear a word, but to speak a word, to say something to someone, to rub shoulders with, to encourage, to push, to pull, to nag on, so that we all faithfully follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. You guys are speaking to one another in this beautiful event. So when you go on the floor, you're not just eating donuts, you're stirring one another up to good works. So don't neglect this time together. We don't only speak the word, we also get to sing the word. Which I love. I love Ephesians 4. It says this, address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. So during worship, yes, we sing to God as worship, but also we sing to one another for encouragement. We sing to one another about the glory of God. We sing to another why we need to abide, because as a branch, our only hope is the vine. We say that to one another, and then we get to eat together. That's the Lord's Supper. We do that once a month as the body of Christ. We usually do it on Sunday night. The next month in September, we're going to do it on Sunday morning. But we give you some days ahead on that. So we'd love for you to join us and just celebrate together the Lord's Supper. So that is the gathering. So are you committed to the gathering? I mean, you're here, so it's like, I got it today. But are you committed when life gets crazy? Are you committed when life gets busy? And we're not saying you can't ever miss a Sunday. But is that the normal that you miss, and the abnormal is you might show up at some point? We want to be committed to the gathering of the body of Christ. So the second one would be is to connect. What is connection? Connect is finding your people. We hear it a lot. Hey, Hardin's, man, a big church. I need a smaller church. And if that's you, we're not going to try to make Hardin smaller. Like actually, when the apostles and the believers did it right, day by day, they're adding to their number, right? We love baptisms. We're gonna baptize 5 new Christians today. That's exciting. Like, we wanna grow. We've got ideas of even, I don't know if I should share this, but like demoing part of the stage to add more chairs. Because we wanna grow. We're excited. We've got plans, we've got ideas. Like, keep coming, keep evangelizing, keep baptizing. We wanna grow bigger. So then how do we also grow smaller? It's by finding your people. It's through connection. It's by finding those little pockets of people that you can connect to, belong to, do accountability to, really share life with. So you need to find your people. And at a church like Hardin, we've made some structure for how you find your people. So we got a few different ways. So Acts 42, or chapter 2, verse 42 says this, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and what? And the fellowship. Not just teaching, and the fellowship. So the question is, are you devoted to the fellowship? Are you devoted to the body? Are you devoted to these people? Are you devoted to a certain group of people that you truly do fellowship with, and the breaking of bread and the prayers? If you look throughout the New Testament, there are 59 commands to one another. And at Hardin, we say you can't one another unless you know one another. Like, there's a command to forgive one another. If you have no relationship, no one can ever sin against you, and you can never forgive because people are distant. You can't love one another if you don't know one another. So we're saying get to know a group of people to do the one another's with so they can be your community and you can truly live out the gospel together with them. So how do we connect? Well, we have several ways that you can connect in our different ministries. So if you have preschoolers, Sunday morning in all three services and Wednesday nights at 6, we have connection zones for them called Sunday School, First Church Farm. It's awesome. For kids, we have Sunday at 9:15, 10:40, and also Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So out of preschool, if they're kids, that's where they go. For youth, we have Sunday morning at 9:15. That's our Sunday school. High school up here, middle school back there, and it's absolutely incredible. I just walked through the high school room. There's probably over 100 high schoolers and over 75 middle schoolers right now just in Sunday school. It's awesome, right? It's so cool to see what God is doing. On Wednesday nights, that's our youth primary like connection time. We call it impact service. And at 5:30, they eat a meal together in our downtown location. And then they have an awesome service together in small groups. And it is incredible. And if you have a middle schooler or high schooler, I implore you to get them there. This Wednesday, they're in a revival service. Last year, they had 350 middle school and high school students come to the revival service. They're pretty certain there's going to be over 400 kids this Wednesday night. Over 400 teenagers at the point on Wednesday night doing revival service. So I encourage you, if you have teenagers or no teenagers, get them connected there. It is absolutely incredible. For college, we have Sunday school at 9:15. That's in the new pavilion that we've just totally renovated. It is absolutely incredible. And then they meet all throughout the week. We have Hardin 20s, which is a ministry if you're in your 20s to 30 and you're out of college. I'm like 25, where do I go? We have Hardin 20s, because you know that's kind of a hard place to navigate, like where do I go? Hardin 20s meets up here in our high school room at 10:40. I encourage you to go. There's a kickball event coming up. Do we have that slide? Because it's a good one for you, like put in your phone. There's a kickball event coming up, and it's right there, August 15th, Chestnut Park. So if you're in your 20s, please go to that, play some kickball, and you're going to get deeply connected into life or body. If you can't make that, go to Sunday school at 10:40, and I promise you'll find a really, really great community. All right, let's go back to the other slide. So we have college, we have Hardin 20s, and then adults, we have three different options. So three different options are Sunday school, small group, and discipleship groups. So as you see Sunday school, it is what it sounds like. It's on Sunday, and it's kind of like school. Sunday school, right? So we try to invent cool names, and it's like, it is what it is. It's Sunday school. Sunday school is an amazing place to find your people. We have a whole bunch of Sunday schools. We'll show them in just a moment. But as the Sunday schools, they meet at 7:50, 9:15, and 10:40. We have some great teachers, some great options. Jake can help you navigate some of that. But Sunday school is a really, really cool place to go. You're going to get Bible teaching, but you're also going to get friendship, you're going to get community, you're going to have people who know you. And so those happen on Sunday mornings. We also have small groups, which happen primarily on Wednesday nights. There's a few on Sunday mornings, a few during the week, but primarily on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7:15. The difference in small groups is they're not going through a book of the Bible. Instead, they're answering questions that go along with the sermon. So next week, we're starting Hebrews. So the small groups are going to discuss what was preached on Sunday. Here's some discussion questions. Now, how can we take the word and apply it to our life? Those are very high in community, prayer, accountability. They share a meal together. They deeply know each other. So if you're like, man, I really want to dive in community and get some really deep gospel friendships, small group would be a great place to go to. That's small group. And then we have discipleship groups. They're gender specific, so we have men's groups and we have women's groups. You have the women, they study the Bible using the preset Bible study method. There's about 188 women already signed up for those. It's absolutely incredible. They meet every day but Friday. For the Hardin men, we got about 100 of us, so Hardin men, we need to catch up. Those are also every single day, usually in the morning before work, sometimes the afternoons. There is absolutely a time and a space for you to join one of those groups. Now, as we look at that, we're not saying connect in all three of these. We're saying connect in one of these. Because what we want to do is we want to connect one and we want to serve one. We don't want to connect three places and not serve. We don't want to serve three places and not connect. We want to do both of these. We want to connect one and we want to serve one. So we're asking, what season of life are you in? What do you need right now? Maybe for you, you need Sunday school right now in this season. So you're going to do a semester of Sunday school. Maybe in this season, you need a small group. Well, do a small group. Maybe in this season, you want real life-on-life discipleship, diving in about holding you accountable. Well, then join a precept group or a hard men's group. What do you need right now, and how could you dive deeply into that point of connection? So not do all of these. Pick one of these and do one of these well. And so we're going to give you a little help. If you're like, I don't really know how to get into that, we have a few fairs we're going to put on. So this Wednesday night, we have a small group orientation in the foyer. So if small group interests you, come this Wednesday night, and we're going to tell you all about it and help you get signed up for it. Next Sunday at 9:15, we're going to do a Sunday school orientation, help you know everything you can about Sunday school, where you'd plug in, and how you could fit in to a Sunday school. So we do have some slides of just all of the leaders. So let me just go through that really quickly. So as we think about our Sunday school teachers, here's all of our Sunday school teachers, times and places. Then we have our small group leaders, times and places. And then we have our men's leaders. And then we have our women's leaders. So you got all those. They're awesome. You need to get involved because they're great people. All that's on the website. You can find that all by calling. So that's connecting. Are you devoted to the connection? Now, what about serving? Are you devoted to serving? Notice what we see. When we say serve, we say use your gift. Acts 2:44 says, and all who believe were together and all things in common. So they're together. They're in community. And when you get together, you have to do what? You have to serve one another. We see that in 2 Peter 4. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So guess what? If you're a believer, you have a gift. What God wants you to use your gift to serve others, to serve the body so that the grace of God could be manifested among all of us. So serving. Well, why should you serve? That's like hard. It takes time. I don't really want to serve. Well, because our Lord Jesus did. And he is our example. Notice what it says, Mark 10. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to what? Serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus, the Son of God, came not so we could all serve him, but so he could serve us. And he had the worst service position. Go to a cross and die. That's not on our list of things for you to serve. That's what Jesus did. And now in his footsteps and compelled by his cross, we get to now serve one another. So we would ask is, hey, connect one and serve one. So maybe you're connected on Sunday morning. You go to Sunday school. Well, on Wednesday night, could you serve in our youth? Could you serve in our kids' ministry? Could you serve in some way? Maybe on Wednesday night, you're in a small group. Well, on Sunday morning, could you serve in the farm? Could you serve as a greeter? Could you serve as... So we have two slots, or you can do the trifecta. You can be here all morning. It starts at 7:50. You can go to church, and then you can serve, and then you can connect. It's up to you. We have plenty of options. But we have a lot of things happening. And you know, it says America runs on Dunkin', right? Like coffee, like we need coffee. Well, Hardin runs on volunteers. Amen. We can't survive if we don't have you volunteering and finding your place and using your gift. So how do you serve? What are some places that you could serve? We have a lot of opportunities. Kids ministry is always the place that we can use help. We just baptized 5 kids this morning that are all in our kids ministry. They need more teachers. They need more leaders. We show babies almost every single Sunday. We're showing one next service. They need people to hold them. We have people that are growing. People are coming. We need more help in the farm. We need a welcome wagon help. So people just greeting, saying hi, smiling as people come in. We need more teachers and we need more subs. So if you would like to help in our kids ministry, that's one you can check when we get to do the response here in just a moment. Also, welcome team. One of the easiest ways to serve, if you're not serving, this is a super easy way to get your feet wet. We just need more people to be on our welcome team. That means that when people come in, there's a welcome team on the parking lot, there's a welcome team in the foyer, and there's ushers here in this building that are helping people find their seat, they're smiling, they're helping people figure out where to go. We need more and more people like that. So we have door greeters, parking lot greeters, ushers. I'm pretty sure the golf cart is like a waiting list. So that's a cool one. Like if I'm just a congregant, I'm like, golf cart driver. That sounds great. So yeah, if you maybe like go to JK right after this and be like, I want that. That's a really great ministry. So in our youth ministry, We need a parent safety team. We have safety in place, but we're going to have 400 students on Wednesday nights. We need some more parents there just to like be there and be like, you can't do that. You need to go here, not there. We need a parent security team. We need to grow that. So if you want to help with that, we'd love to have you. We need Sunday school discussion leaders. We just need more help in the youth ministry. So if that's you, that's where we're going to check, youth ministry, and that's where you can dive into help. Hospitality, how many of you like donuts and coffee in our services? Anybody? None of you? Wow. Okay. We're just going to cancel that. So that's good. We don't need you anymore. I love donuts and coffee. And I would rather not have to like Uber Eats those on Sunday morning. I would like to Uber Harden and one of you go get them and bring them. So we'd love for you to volunteer. Go get them, make coffee, set up, clean up. We have a team that does that, but we always need more people to help out. Worship team, all of this, we need more people to play, more people to sing, more people to get involved. We'd love to have you. Tech team, we got people taking pictures of baptisms, putting videos together. A lot of things that are happening and we want even more to happen and we need more people to do that. We have another slide with some more areas. The Touch of Love is our widow care ministry. We have about 60 or 70 volunteers. It's unbelievable, but we always need more because we always have people that need help. And we have lawn care. If you're into lawn care, especially if you like to weed eat, you will make Jason Prescott's life. So he's our facilities manager and also our weed eater right now. And so if you're like, hey bro, I weed eat, and you go do something else, he'll probably hug you. Sweaty hug, because he's weed eating, right? So if you want to weed eat, that'd be awesome. Or just lawn care in general, let us know. We've got help with that, weeding, stuff like that. Construction team, van drivers. So construction team, we get calls a lot from shut-ins and widows saying, hey, I need a door replaced. I need a light replaced. It'd be nice to just have some people we can call that would just go do that. We have a few, but we need more. And then van drivers. We always need van drivers. We need people to take people to the airport to go to Brazil, pick them up to come home from Brazil, go to Crossings Camp, go to Fuge, all week long, picking up kids for Wednesday night service, Sunday morning service, just van drivers. We'd love to have more of them. So if that's what you'd like to do, we can definitely hook you up driving a van as long as like you passed your driver's test and you haven't had 100 wrecks. There will be a little bit of a ask some questions, but we definitely need more van drivers. And so I was, Friday, I was at a golf tournament in Memphis, the FedEx Cup, and I ran into this guy. This guy's Jacob Harris, and some of you might know him, and I'm on hole 7 trying to watch Justin Thomas putt, and this guy grabs me. Corey, what's going on? And I'm like, took me a little bit because he's like all FedExed out, right? And then it's like, oh, Jacob, what's going on? Like, what are you doing here? He said, I'm a volunteer. And of course, he's got the hush sign. I don't know if you've been to a golf tournament. That's like the all authority, right? Because you get to be inside the line. We're outside the line. He gets to stand there. And whenever like Scotty's putting, he gets to hold up the hush sign. And he's giving you the like dirty eye, like, be quiet. And so he's there. And I'm like, man, this is awesome. How'd you get this gig? And he said, I've been doing it for 9 years. 9 years volunteering on hole 7 to hold the hush sign so people will be quiet as Scotty putts. And I'm like, man, this is like, he was so pumped. He loved it. He said, you know what else? Like, see all these other guys? There's about 5 or 6 of them. He says, over the years, we've got to know each other. We all know each other by name. We all hang out. Like, we're like a little community. You know what I've noticed? When you serve with a group of people, you get to know them. They also become your people. Like, when you work in the farm, in the nursery, you don't just hold babies. You also get best friends. Like when you serve in youth ministry, you're not just watching kids, you get best friends in those ministries. When you're cooking together, when you're doing stuff together, you actually get to be part of something bigger than you and you get best friends along the way. And you know, I think about my friend Jacob, like he loves volunteering. Why? Because the FedEx Cup, he gets to be around golf pros. But if you really think about it, I mean, it's grown men putting little white balls in a cup. I mean, I drove to it, I get it, I like it too, I got the t-shirt on. But at the end of the day, like, it's cool, but this church thing is way better. We have a risen Lord Jesus who is building the kingdom of God, right? Like, that's pretty cool. That's better than a little white ball in a cup. That's like the best thing you can get involved in. So how much more should we want to be like, hey, give me a sign, give me a lantern, put me in a position. Like, I just want to be here. I want to serve here. I want to love this thing because I want this thing to grow. And I love every moment of volunteering. Like, we're not trying to say like, hey, could you like, man, this is the best thing you get to do. It is one of the best things you will do with your week is to get to serve in the body of Christ. It is exciting. So we're out of time, but a couple more things. So gather, connect, serve, give. Man, it helps field a mission. Notice, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as need. In 2 Colossians, in 2 Corinthians, they were excelling in giving. Hey, we got plans, dreams, we got ideas. You give faithfully right now, but we got so many plans, we got so many ideas, we got so many huge dreams, and we need people to give to be part of the mission. You can give online, you can give in the buckets. Also, go. Notice what happened. And praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who are being saved. I want you to go. We are sent, right? We all say that. We all go out. We are sent. I want you to go and proclaim the gospel. That's who we are. That's what we're doing. That's what we're devoted to. And now, here's your chance to respond. I'm going to ask the band to come back up. When I said we're out of time, I meant time for the next song. So you actually have 4 minutes. So don't panic. We're not actually out of time. So you have plenty of time to just sit here for a moment. What I want you to do now is just take that card that's in your seat. And if you would take the card and just hold it up so that I can see that you have the card. Just go ahead and grab it and hold it up and just kind of shake it a little bit. Everybody's got the card. Yeah, I love it. All right, now, if for some reason you don't have a card, now raise your hand. And we're going to have JK run and try to give you a card. So anybody need a card? Okay, everybody's got one. Everybody's got a card. Maybe borrow your neighbor's pen. What we've asked you is, are you devoted to the five things, gather, connect, serve, give, go? We're going to drill down and help you with two of those this morning, connecting and serving. So on the paper, it's got real simple. How would you like to connect and how would you like to serve? We'd love for you to connect one and serve one. Maybe you're already connecting, just do serving. You're already serving, just do connection. You're not doing either, do one of them. You don't have to start with both, do one of them. Take a step towards belonging to this body of Christ. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna sing a song together. And during this song, we just want you to prayerfully consider how can you connect and how can you serve. I want you to answer those questions. And whenever we all stand, ushers are going to make their way to the doors with buckets. And as you leave, take the card and put it in the buckets on your way out. And that will help us know how you want to connect. And then we'd love for you to join us in those orientations. We're here to help you in any way that we can. I'm going to pray and then let's respond. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you built a church, that you made a family, and that we get to be part of that family. So I pray that we would be devoted to this family, that for some of us we would join, for others we would connect, for others we would serve. Help us to know what we need to do this morning, and then let us do it as an act of faith. We pray this in Christ's good name. Amen.
You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.